USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Finger pointing continues after two mass shootings within hours of each other over the weekend leave at least 31 people dead. House Democrats are calling on Senate Republicans to take up two bills they've sent to that chamber. One, to expand the universal background checks requirement for gun transfers between unlicensed individuals. Another bill would extend the background check review period to 10 days, closing a loophole. Meanwhile, the White House says it's serious about addressing the problem. Top advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says,
"This has to stop. Everybody needs to stop preening in front of the camera, stop raising money, Elizabeth Warren. I'm talking to you for Senate candidates off of this, and stand up and work with us to stop that."
She spoke on Fox News. Several countries now issuing travel warnings to their citizens about visiting the U.S. after the mass shootings, among them Venezuela and Uruguay. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It's the 35th annual National Night Out tonight, when cities and towns across America will hold events where police will better get to know the residents they serve and vice versa. In Boston, they got a jump on things, holding some of those types of events last night, where Mayor Marty Walsh said the city's done very well with protecting people at large outdoor events, but it's hard to protect against mass shootings.
Whether it was the Vegas shooting, we responded in Fenway having people on the roof, or driving a truck through a crowd in Paris, we blocked the streets in our city. We can work on trying to protect people from those type of shootings, but when you have what happened this weekend at a parking lot of a Walmart or inside a mall, it's a little different.
One of the biggest buyers of U.S. agricultural products is stopping such purchases. China saying it's suspending purchase of all American farm products because of the escalating trade war and the president's latest threat of imposing tariffs on Chinese goods, effective the 1st of September. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Perkins and Marie Callender's filing for bankruptcy. The restaurant chain making the announcement one day after shutting down 29 of its locations. The company says it plans to sell its Perkins business. It's also looking for potential buyers for its Marie Callender's restaurants. A health update on a well-known Republican U.S. senator. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Republican Rand Paul taking to Twitter to talk about his most recent health issue. The Kentucky senator says he's had part of his lung removed, the result of an attack at the hands of his neighbor back in 2017, the man breaking six of his ribs and bruising his lungs. The procedure done at Vanderbilt University, Rand Paul tweeting he should be able to return to the Senate in September.
That's the story with the junior senator from Kentucky. Meanwhile, that state's senior senator, Senate Majority Chief Mitch McConnell's recovering after an injury he suffered to his shoulder when he tripped on his home's patio over the weekend. The statement from his camp says he'll be working from home while he recovers. And it seems hard to believe, but Mick Jagger and the rest of the Rolling Stones went completely unnoticed by fellow diners at a restaurant in Clifton, New Jersey a few nights ago. Even the TikTok diner waitress who served them says she had no idea who they were. Jagger spoke about it on stage at last Thursday night's concert at MetLife Stadium. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.